In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I was at dinner a short while ago and happened to overhear a conversation taking place at my table, a conversation that I wasn't necessarily involved in, but wasn't excluded from. And in this conversation about a very tragic event in the life of one of my dinner guests, the young woman said, quote, "You'll never know the demons someone has within them." And she wasn't talking about demon possession. She was talking about a tragedy she experienced in her life. She was talking about someone struggling with mental illness, a struggle that we don't see that often. But that's not because it's not there. The National Alliance of Mental Illness says that 1 in 5 adults every year will struggle with mental illness. And sadly, that proportion is the same for our high school children. Depression, anxiety, addiction, eating disorders, all of these things, are they not very similar to demons? Are they not something inside of us that makes us feel contrary to who we know that we really are? Something that wars and attacks us. And something that causes us to pull away from those who love us, like this man today, who is forced to live outside of society. Among the homeless population, the percentage of mental illness is the greatest. And quite scary, and perhaps saddest of all, among our military veterans, who also comprise a great population of those homeless in our country because of the trauma that they have seen. And they are caused, like this man, to withdraw. Withdraw where? Into themselves. And when they withdraw into themselves, what do they find? But that demon, that struggle that they have. The church is a hospital. The church is a hospital for our salvation, specializing in 2 things, like any hospital: triage and preventative care. And all too often, the hospital of the church is called, in issues of mental illness and struggle, to be a triage clinic. And there is very little that the church does in preventative care in the field of mental illness. That is because we try and hide it. That is because if you look around and I say 1 in 5 adults and 1 in 5 high schoolers, that is a large proportion. That is someone in our community today struggling, maybe known to those around them and maybe not. But unlike other diseases, cancer, heart disease, mental illness is something that is kept hidden because of the stigma around it. This hospital needs to remove that stigma forever and treat mental illness as a physical illness. Treat those who are suffering as we would treat someone suffering physically. Too often, someone struggling with mental illness hears whispers, passing phrases, instead of what Christ did today. He approached the man and he said, "What is your name? Who are you?" Or better yet, for us who wish to become like Christ, "How are you?" And not, "Hi, how are you? I'm fine. I'm fine too." We've all had that conversation. We're going to have that conversation in 30 minutes when we go downstairs. But what about really asking, "How are you?" And when you hear an answer that makes you uncomfortable, not running away, not leaving, Not changing the subject. Not creating a moment of stigma so that person who is struggling, who opens themselves up to you as this man does today and says, I am tormented by a legion of demons. Find someone in the church, find someone in your family, and find someone in your community and ask that question, how are you? Legitimately looking for a response, waiting to hear. And when you hear that someone is struggling, embracing them as Christ embraced this man. Hug them and love them, and be to them what Christ was to this demon-possessed man. Their salvation, their community, all that this man was looking for in human interaction, he found in Christ. Conversation, love, recognition of who he was and what his struggle is. That is what we all want. And those of us who struggle with mental illness want it even more. What we can learn from Christ today is that those invisible demons need to be invited out, need to be brought into conversation, and the stigma around them needs to be removed. Because only when the stigma is removed and only when we as a community love and embrace those who are struggling and create a safe environment for them to present their illness, will the hospital of the church move out of trauma care and into preventative care. Only at that point will we stop being a MASH unit and become a health clinic. Will we be a place where people come to when the slightest illness arises, instead of a place that we run away from? Oftentimes, the church presents itself as full of angels. All of the members of this congregation have it together. I can't possibly voice my struggles because I have nothing in common with anyone else here. We have something in common with at least 20% of the people here. And the other 80 desperately want to know how you are doing. Amen.